Call the Rev directly. We'll get you scheduled and get you in class.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I just heard that on the way into the station that Harry Reid, senator from Nevada, passed away. What a corrupt family. His son is as corrupt as he is. The whole Reid family is just corrupt. It's a shame that they're Mormon, and so many of the Mormon people in Clark County are corrupt. And it really brings a bad name to the Mormon people and the religion. Well, I know that Harry here, 8 years ago, got a good beating from one of the mafia members. I think it was one of his relatives. He lost his eye, went blind, never recovered really. It was a slip in the bathtub or in the shower. And he broke some ribs, had a concussion from a slip in the shower. Wonder who might have been in town. Hildebeest? Or her operatives? He straightened up right away. And he left politics. I had finished the program yesterday talking about the Pilgrim Society and also began the program talking about what has been happening in this plan by the Central Intelligence Agency to provoke Russia to war. It is going to happen. We are going to see war. Vladimir Putin continues to make it very clear to the United States, to NATO, the European nations, that he is not going to play games. This was out of yesterday's What Does It Mean? Vladimir Putin, or actually Dmitry Peskov, a Kremlin spokesman, stated that he would like to receive a reply from the United States and NATO on its proposals regarding security guarantees as soon as possible. They want guarantees that the United States is not going to continue to expand by allowing NATO to bring the Ukraine in as a NATO member and Soviet Georgia. You may get tired of hearing about the conflict in Russia and Ukraine, NATO, the EU. Don't get tired of it, because war is going to come. We're not too far from it. And Peskov stated that no deadlines, there aren't going to be any deadlines. We would like to this agreement, a reply, to occur sooner than later. And he said, and then the foreign minister, Sergei Ryabkov, stated, when we say loud and clear that we are that we demand an official withdrawal of the decision made in the 2008 Bucharest summit relating to the Ukraine and Georgia's intentions to join NATO. When we say that further expansion of NATO needs to be prevented, when we say that NATO facilities and all kinds of activities that are provocative for Russia need to be rolled back to the position that existed in 1997 when the NATO-Russia Founding Act was signed, we are not bluffing. Then on December 17th, the treaty between the United States of America and the Russian Federation on security guarantees, an agreement on measures to ensure the security of a Russian Federation and members of the North Atlantic Treaties Organization. This was part of an agreement years ago, and this agreement still isn't intact, but here's what the NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg stated. He said, claiming that this Western military bloc has never promised not to expand, a claim disputed by President Putin, who said during his annual year-end conference that Moscow was cheated by NATO in a vehement and blatant way as it first swallowed former member states of the Eastern Bloc, which also used to be known as the Warsaw Pact, and then set his eyes on the former Soviet republics. So in other words, they guaranteed there would not be any expansion. Then they took the nations in the Warsaw Pact, and they became NATO members, moving NATO forces, NATO agreements, laws further closer to Russia. Then something came out here at the George Washington University in Washington, D.C., as they obtained a federal court order forcing the socialist Biden administration to release the long-hidden documents revealing the truth of the disputed claims. Putin is saying they're expanding. America and NATO said they're not. But they released this document. NATO expansion, the Budapest blow-up in 1994. We're going to go to war. America is pushing. Russia is going to respond. We'll be back. 1360KHNC.com AM radio.
Life Choices received a $20,000 year-end matching grant challenge from a generous donor. Every life is meaningful, and your gift of any amount saves lives of babies and mothers. Go to lifechoices.org to donate or call 303-651-2050. Make twice the impact from $20,000 to $40,000. Go to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050 and make a difference for life.
Hey, listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your copays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
We're going to continue with this article. Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Sundays, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. The coming war with Russia, the coming Russian war, is in the Bible. It's going to come. Albert Pike talked about, back in the 1800s, about three wars: World War I, World War II, and a Third World War. Their intention was to start the people that rule the world, to start a war against the Muslims and the Christians, and to just start the Third World War that would lead to a global control of the societies of the world by an empire, the empire being the United States of America. But they didn't get real specific. There are going to be other wars. There's going to be World War III and little wars around World War III, and then Armageddon. The world is getting ready for Armageddon. Going back to this article, in a document that was released at the Freedom of Information Act proving that the United States has been provoking Russia going back to the 90s, early 90s. And there was a president back in that time, name was Jefferson Clinton. And at that time, he kept assuring Boris Yeltsin that any NATO enlargement would be slow, with no surprises. So in other words, the Warsaw Pact initially stated there would be no expansion. Now, Clinton admits there will be expansion, but it's going to be slow. There's not going to be any surprises. And he said that building a Europe that was inclusive, not exclusive, and in partnership with Russia. So nothing would be done unless Russia was involved in the decisions, which did not occur. Then in 1994, a phone call in July of 94, Clinton told Boris Yeltsin, "I would like us to focus on the Partnership for Peace program, not a NATO program, but a Partnership for Peace program." No, the globalists knew the time would come when they would have to remove Russia from being interference for global agendas. There was never going to be a compromise on that position. Russia had to be removed. It became very evident when Donald Trump became president. They were moving already prior to Trump taking his presidency to put a chokehold on Russia, to destroy Russia, and they basically told Donald Trump, "You're going to go with the globalist plan to put sanctions on Russia, we want to break her power," basically, and Trump didn't go along with it. This is another reason Trump fell in disfavor with the deep state. Okay, and at the same time in 1994, there were these policy entrepreneurs in Washington. They were revving up the bureaucratic process for more rapid NATO enlargement than expected, either by Moscow or the Pentagon. So already they are pushing, they are moving, they are planning to expand NATO. Then the final assurance came in 1995 on the 50th anniversary celebrations over the victory over Hitler, when Bill Clinton agreed to go to Moscow. And while in Moscow, Yeltsin berated Clinton about NATO expansion because it had already begun, seeing nothing but humiliation for Russia. For me to agree to these borders of NATO expanding towards those of Russia, what would constitute a betrayal on my part of the Russian people, is what Yeltsin said. Now, there came a point where Yeltsin probably later in, I think Yeltsin was in from 92 to the end of the century. I think there was a time when Yeltsin, maybe around 97, decided that he was going to go ahead and betray Russia. And because he was an alcoholic, he felt that to go along with a plan with the United States, European nations, and NATO, I don't believe he felt it would be in the best interest of Russia, but he went along with it. But in 1998-99, I believe he began to have a change of heart. I think he grew a conscience. And he was going to be in after the first day of the new millennium. But on the 31st of December 1999, remember the old song by Prince, 1999, Yeltsin stepped down and he turned the presidency over to Vladimir Putin. I think that Yeltsin had been working with Gorbachev on a global agenda, and he knew what that meant for Russia. But at the same time, in Russia, starting in the 70s, late 70s, Russia began to turn back to God. And the Orthodox Russian Orthodox Church became alive. The Spirit of God was on many of the people in Russia, and there was a revival. And communism, one thing that communism cannot thrive in is true religion. It's like cancer cannot live in an oxygenated environment. Well, communism cannot live in a Christian society where there is true religion. True religion began to grow in Russia, and communism began to wane. In America, communism, socialism is waxing strong, and because of the apostasy of the end of the world in America, the cancer of God hatred is taking over in this country, and it's going to continue, it's going to increase, it's going to get worse. But in Russia, there was a revival. Yeltsin had followed Vladimir Putin's time in the political party, and while he served his nation, his country. And Yeltsin knew that Vladimir was the only person that was going to be able to take Russia in the right direction. Yeltsin stepped out of the way, allowed Vladimir to take over the presidency, which he, for the most part, has held to this time. The Bible said the American CIA, NATO, European nations, their intention was to destroy Russia. God's intention was at some point Russia would once again have to become a strong superpower to fulfill Bible prophecy. And to do that, Vladimir Putin had to become president. Vladimir Putin is the Russian president that has made Russia great again. Now, the globalists cannot allow Russia to get any stronger. They knew in the 90s, when the plan to destroy the power of the ruble, it failed. They destroyed the power of the ruble in the late 80s and early 90s. And still Russia continued because they didn't have to buy resources from out of the country. And Russia began to recover. In spite of what happened in Afghanistan, Russia again had recovered. Very strong. The globalists knew that Russia was on the ropes. They had had to take her out in that round, or Russia was going to come back. Well, they couldn't take her out. Christianity, the love of the Russian people, the love of their love for God, the love for country, their prayers for their country, God answered because God had a plan. Russia has to be strong to fulfill her prophecies. And NATO, the EU, America is presently trying to destroy Russia still. But no, they're not going to. God will destroy Russia and may use the forces of America, NATO, but Russia's destruction will not come until she invades with other nations Israel. But here in the 90s, they realized Russia was way too strong. That's why they were trying to get the Warsaw Pact nations into the NATO, which they did accomplish. Now they are continuing to hopefully get the Ukraine into the NATO Federation, and also maybe Soviet Georgia. And I don't believe it's going to happen. What will happen, though, is, if I'm correct, because of the Nazi movement in the Ukraine, eventually, when Russia makes the decision to invade Israel, the Nazi element will be on board with that plan. And the Nazi element will say, okay, we will unite with Russia in the invasion of Israel. Let me finish with what happened with Yeltsin. And Yeltsin, he was going to be a globalist. He was moving that direction. But again, I think he had a change of heart. His conscience, he grew a conscience. And I believe that came through the prayers of the Russian people. Because the Russian people, they realized the expansion of the West toward Russia meant doom for Russia. And I think what saved Russia was the prayers of the Orthodox Jewish people. Now, Yeltsin also saw Clinton would do whatever he could to ensure Yeltsin's re-election in 1996, what he did. And Clinton was involved in that. And that's what mattered to Yeltsin. But again, by 1998, I think Yeltsin was having, you know, he was having a panic attack, thinking, what have I done? I betrayed my motherland. So, always, I'm going to quote now, the policy entrepreneurs in Washington that revved up the NATO expansion, blindsiding both Moscow and the Pentagon, this is the deep state, the reporter noted, were operatives of the CIA, who during the administration of President Yeltsin in the mid-1990s had near total control of the Russian government. And as President Putin recently revealed, quoting Putin, in the early 2000s, I had already cleaned everyone out, meaning the CIA, but in the mid-1990s, we had, as it had later turned out, cadres of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency sitting as advisors and even official employees of the Russian government. They were later prosecuted in the United States for violating U.S. law and taking part in privatization while they were CIA employees working for us. They lived and worked here. They didn't need such subtle instruments of interference in our political life because they controlled everything anyway. So, what did Putin do? He made sure they were sent packing. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. We'll be back, 1360 KHNC, AM Radio. The Top Radio. We'll be back.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal Basic Income. Where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle, Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth, Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church, podcasts, 1360khnc.com, programs streamed always here on 1360khnc. You know, history without having a reason, I mean, history is in itself wonderful. But if you look at history from the perspective of the Bible, now everything makes sense. Yes, Since 1916, they tried to destroy Russia. It became communist. The late 70s, it returned once again to Christianity, began its turn. They tried to destroy Russia's economy, destroying the ruble. A second time, destruction of Russia in 19... Oh, Germany, I forgot about Germany, trying to destroy Russia in World War II. So the destruction began with the Bolshevik Revolution, then Adolf Hitler, second time, the destruction of the ruble, the third time. They're not now trying the fourth attempt. But listen, God is the one that is going to punish Russia for her sins, and the sins being the way she has treated the Jewish people that lived in that region for centuries. God says in Ezekiel 38:39, I am against you, O Gog, in the land of Magog. So the areas around Russia with the children of Rosh, it's not going to be, they're not going to be destroyed till they again begin to attack Israel. Then the judgment will come. Will the United States and Western military forces be involved? I am beginning to suspect they are. They will be. Israel alone will not be able to take out Russia, Turkey, the Ukraine, Ethiopia, Libya, part of Germany, some of the other states, Baltic states probably, and also Iran. By herself, Israel is not going to win that battle. So she's going to have help, and God says, I will destroy you. I will drag you, Russia, down to the southern, to the parts around Israel, to the mountains of Israel, and there I will destroy you. This is why history is interesting when you see it from a biblical perspective. Vladimir Putin was God's man to bring Russia back, to make Russia great. He has done it for the coming punishment. Vladimir Putin is, I don't know if he will continue to be the president of Russia after that war. I don't know. But we're going to see. Now, with this conflict that's taking place in all of the conflicts, but I want to focus on Russia. From the 1900s, the organization behind the destruction of Russia, like I had mentioned yesterday, is the Pilgrim Society. They put Adolf Hitler in power. Second World War was a plan. Out of that war, America would become the empire of the world. And if we understand Pilgrim's Society, you'll understand why everything is happening presently. But there is something in the Pilgrim Society that they did that no one understands. I, through study, through investigation, through looking at the Bible, I realized this is a plan that God had to, with the Pilgrim Society. Here's what they have done. This group groomed Vladimir Putin for the overthrow of Russian czars. This group, Tim Geithner, he is a Pilgrim member involved in the United States economy. Lyndon Johnson was a Pilgrim member. He was told what to do in Vietnam. Take American troops to Vietnam, there's going to be a war. Paul Volcker, you know who he is. Remember Alan Greenspan? He was under control of the Pilgrims out of New York City. The Pilgrims, what were these people involved? These people have been involved with the Round Table Group of Cecil B. Rhodes, the Bilderbergers, Council of Foreign Relations. They have members in the Bohemian Grove, the Trilateral Commission. Yes, the Rockefellers carried that out with Henry Kissinger and the Jimmy Carter administration, but it was a pilgrim plan. Three economic centers in the world, Tokyo or Japan, Europe, America. It did come to pass. The Brookings Institute, the Ford Foundation. We talked about yesterday the Ford Foundation making rubber for the Germans in World War II. Skull and Bones, Freemasonry. Freemasonry, you cannot separate Freemasonry from the Pilgrim Society. The Jesuit Society, the Jesuits, the Thule, Thule Society, Alice Bailey, these people involved in eugenics, Bill Gates of Hell. Do you think that he is supported by the pilgrims? They hide what they can hide, but the fact is, nothing happens without pilgrims' operatives being involved. In all of the agencies in this country, there are pilgrim operatives, pilgrim plans involved. Now, there's another purpose of pilgrims, which I'm going to get to when we get back. This one, you better get a cup and just sit there and present something to you. It's going to take you a little bit of time to grasp. 1360 AM Radio.
What's up, guys? It's Bucky Dillon from Your Morning Show, and I am proud to be partnered with Pride Roofing and Construction. There was a large windstorm recently. As many of you know, a lot of people's roofs ended up right in their lawn. Well, Pride Roofing and Construction would love to be the company that helps you out, and I cannot recommend them highly enough. They will come out and do a free, no-obligation inspection just so you know the condition of your home, and they will help you with every step of the insurance claim process. Just call 970-825-9305. Pride Roofing and Construction.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
Okay, now the deeper side of the Pilgrim Society. The Pilgrim Society comes into existence in 1902 in England. 1903, January in America. What is the purpose of the Pilgrim Society? As I've studied the Pilgrims and these other dynasties, the Rockefellers, the Bushes, the Rothschilds, all of them, the purpose, I believe, in the occult world for the Pilgrim Society, it is the society that I believe that the Prince of Darkness is using to unite all of the ancient occult religions internationally. It is uniting these ancient religions and the ruling elite occult lineages together with, you know, you heard of the Black Nobility. Black Nobility, they are some of the elite occult lineages that have really not had the power they should have had. Well, they're once again being brought back into the fold, so to speak. And this is what I feel. Their plan is to place these occult lineages, these families, these members in the positions to rule the world. If you're going to rule the world, the global agenda is a satanic agenda. And if you're going to rule the world, you have to put occult families into all the nations, on all the continents, all the regions, all the cities of the world. I feel that, and you would have to, if you would, you know, you could not convince me that is not one of the main things, one of the objectives of the Pilgrim Society. The Pilgrim Society, it is a very hidden, I talked yesterday about a closed systems. You can't get into a closed system. Pilgrim Society is a closed system. Donald Trump became president in a system that is closed to anyone but members of that system that have been chosen, that have been members of that system for decades and centuries. But Donald Trump became the president of a closed system. Well, in the Pilgrim Society, you will not become a member unless you take secret oaths. And with the oaths, you have to sell something. You have to sell your soul. You have to sell the soul of your wife and your children for generations to come. If you're a Pilgrim's member, you're going to be given, I don't know if you've ever seen, I don't really like them, but the principle is in the Harry Potter movies. If you watch these movies, and I would say there's a lot of interesting information in the Harry Potter movies. You don't want your children to watch them, but if you watch them, you'll get to see how that occult world works. And God is using this Rowling, who's put these together, to train the children of the world. But also, God uses everything for His purpose to show the world how they do it, so you can protect yourself from it. If you don't know anything about snakes, and they put 10 snakes in front of you, and they tell you to pick a snake, if you don't know which snakes are poisonous, chances are you're going to pick a snake that's poisonous, and you're going to get bitten. You're going to be bit for sure. If you don't know what happens in that world, you can become a victim. This, and I know that in the book of Revelation, everyone knows about a coming Antichrist. Everyone knows about a mark of the beast, taking a number of a name, worshiping an image of the beast. Everybody knows about that. Again, more and more people are beginning to take the book of Revelation seriously. They're beginning to read it. They may not understand it, but in the back of their mind, God, deep in their spirit, God will show them what they need to know. I have a friend that I work with. She just started reading the book of Revelation. She doesn't have any idea what it means, but the more that she read it and is reading it, she is looking at the world and she's putting things together. She says, I think that this is this digital system that's coming, that's the mark of the beast. I didn't have to say a thing to her, I just listened. Well, all of the occult religions are going to come together at some point, aren't they? Well, what better way to bring the occult all internationally? All of the ancient occult religions, how would you unite all of them unless you had a central uniting factor, which I believe is the Pilgrim Society? Yes, you have the Freemasons, but they have not united everything. But they're the Freemasons that are being directed by pilgrims. There are the Jesuits in the Vatican, P2, all the agencies, MI6, MI5, all the American agencies, intel agencies, they're being directed. And I know one thing, if you're directing something, you are going to put people of like mind in positions to direct whatever it is you control. This is what is being done. You cannot... I am convinced. We'll be back. Podcasts are 1360khnc.com. We'll be back. AM Radio 1360.
The Loveland PE Gun Show, December 11th and 12th, has two giveaways from Zip Guns, a Springfield Hellcat on Saturday and an AR-15 on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Located off of I-25 and Highway 34 West at the outlets at Loveland. Buy, sell, and trade, and $50 CCW classes on Saturday and Sunday. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Could your child use an extra boost in school? Are they in elementary school and looking to improve self-confidence? Or in high school hoping to raise their grades to get into the college of their dreams? Then Grade Potential Tutoring has the right tutor for you and your family. Grade Potential Tutoring has provided award-winning in-home and online tutoring services for almost 20 years. With COVID-19, this school year has been like no other, and many parents are reaching out for extra support. Let our friendly staff at Grade Potential Tutoring answer all your questions and explain how we can help your child. Call now and we will match you with the perfect tutor to help your child succeed. We also tutor all college classes. We can help with all your tutoring needs. So call right now for your free, no-obligation tutoring consultation.
800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. That's 800-695-0376.
Life Choices received a $20,000 year-end matching grant challenge from a generous donor. Every life is meaningful, and your gift of any amount saves lives of babies and mothers. Go to lifechoices.org to donate or call 303-651-2050. Make twice the impact from $20,000 to $40,000. Go to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050 and make a difference for life.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In
every life. Okay, to finish out the program, it would take a whole lot to persuade me that there would be another group, secret society, that is more powerful than the Pilgrim Society. I understand the Freemasons, the Jesuits, their occult background. I understand Skull and Bones, these great ancient religions. I understand them. But you have to unite them at the end of the world, according to the Revelation chapter 13. They're going to be used by the Antichrist. He is going to control all of these secret occult societies. The Bohemian Grove, it's a group of people. They have influence, but not like pilgrims. Pilgrims has their hand in everything, has their hand in the Rockefeller Foundation, has their hands in what happens with Hillary Clinton, had their hands in what happened with Jeffrey Epstein, with BlackRock, with Pfizer, with all of the pharmaceutical agencies internationally, has its hand in the power structure in China. Its hand is involved in trying to destroy Russia presently, because without destroying Russia, they cannot help and assist the United States of America to be the empire, the ruling nation, the hegemonic ruler of the world. Who's putting this together? Pilgrims. Where do they get all their intel from? From down the rabbit hole, in another dimension, not in the dimension of the physical. They're getting all their information coming from the sorcerers, astrologers, stargazers, magicians, these people in the occult. This is where they're getting their information from. And it's in the Bible. The Bible says that's where they get it. And we'd be better off believing the Bible. The truth, I was thinking about this yesterday. The Lord Jesus said that if you shall know the truth shall make you free. It makes you free. It's the only thing that really frees you is the truth. It may be unpleasant, difficult, hard to take, but the truth will make you free. That's what the Bible says. If you know the truth about anything, it'll make you free. What I'm presenting is going to make you free. It'll be tough, be hard to swallow. It'll make you sick. You won't feel good. You'll have a headache. You'll have nightmares at night. Who knows what'll happen? But once you know the truth will make you free. We are at the end of the world. The Lord Jesus said, everything is going to be revealed at the end of the world before He comes a second time. And you could tell, you know right now, for those that are maybe new listeners, you know and you sense Antichrist is here. He's in the shadows. He's doing something hidden, not known, in the dark. You know it. Well, I present the truth so that it gets you to think. For today, I cannot present any more truth. You'll have to wait till tomorrow, 2 o'clock. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez. Happy New Year to those that I won't talk to you tomorrow. Happy New Year to everybody. God bless you.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Back in the U.S., back in the
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in northern Colorado.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown.